Hey. We are back up in this bitch.
What up, guys?
Podcast.
Two favorite delinquents.
You ain't even a delinquent. You are an accounting intern at Eastern. Delinquent my ass.
You don't know what I get up to on the weekends. Oh, man. What's up, dude?
Dude, nothing much, man.
Yeah?
Just you know, been at school, chilling. Having a great old time. That's why we haven't been podcasting, because we've both been having too much fun at college.
We've been getting too wild.
I know.
So we should catch the listeners, though. I mean, you're on spring break right now.
I am.
My spring break technically starts next week, but I don't get one because I'll be working.
I know, dude. Yeah, I've been on break for about a week, but mine comes to an end, sadly. But I'm excited to go back, because living back at home with the parents is kind of trash.
Yeah, I mean, You're living with roommates now.
I know. I'm a big man. Last time the listeners were on the podcast, I was questioning whether or not I was excited to go to school because I was nervous to live with people. But now I'm just fucking loving that.
Your mom was doing everything for you?
I know. Now she's out of my hair. Now I come home and she's like, "Oh, Garrett, what can I get for you?" I'm like, "Mom, I got it. I can make food."
It's great, isn't it?
It's the best.
When the mom wants to dote on you when you come home for a couple days?
I know. I'm like, Mom, just get out of my hair. I got this.
I know, I'm going home for my mom's birthday in a month. I'm excited to just not have to do anything for myself.
I know, right? Anyway.
What's anything new in your life?
Anything new in my life?
Since June 24th, which was the last episode we uploaded.
Wow, that's a long fucking time. Let's see. You know, not much. I've gotten pulled over twice.
Actually?
Which is sick. Yeah, actually. I've never been pulled over anywhere until I went to Ellensburg.
That's cool. I still haven't. But would you for speeding?
No, just stupid shit. So you know how we live on like the more like eastern Washington side of things?
Yeah.
So yeah, we got a lot of snow and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And me and the roomies, we had an indoor soccer game. And afterwards, we wanted to go drift around town because it was super snowy. We're like, "Oh man, we can go get sideways." And we found the like nicest wide open parking lot. It was like the Ellensburg High School. Nobody was there. Huge parking lot. And I take one little turn and get sideways, and cops, boom, lights come on. Like, they were literally waiting for me.
I'm sure you weren't the only people to have that idea.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if I'm doing nothing, there's no cars around me, I'm not like causing a harm to anybody around me, I don't know why I can't get a little sideways.
Yeah.
Have a little fun.
There's a big parking lot behind the football field here that's where they do it at. But, like, none of the cops ever sit up there. So, like, I don't know if you saw it on my Snap story. Add me on Snapchat at Burnden.
I hate you.
But we were up. There's, like, a sledding hill like this by this water tower that a lot of people go to. And we were up there, me and some friends. And there was, like, probably four different pickups getting sideways with it. I think I saw it posted on my Snap story, I think. But I was just waiting for two of them to just, like, slide into each other. But they were tearing it up.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on your story, actually. I remember that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they pulled me over, and they were like, "Oh, so what you up to?" And I was like, "Dude, we just had a soccer game. We're trying to get a little sideways. We knew this parking lot was pretty empty." And he's like, "All right." He's like, "Normally I give out tickets for this kind of stuff. It's second degree reckless driving or something." And I'm like, he's like, "Do you know what that means?" I was like, "Not really." He's like, "It's basically being a turd on the road and just doing a bunch of crazy shit." I'm like, "All right, man, I'm sorry." And he didn't give me a ticket, but he was kind of being a hard ass on me, but he didn't give me a ticket. And then like 2 weeks ago, I got pulled over again. Didn't get a ticket, but again got pulled over. Because my roommate, Blake, first time out at the bar, he's 21 now. Mm-hmm. And I go to sleep at like 12, and then he calls me at like 1. He's like, "Gary, can you come pick me up?" All drunk and shit. So I drive down to the bars, and he's like, I get in the car, and I have to pick up, like, I didn't realize I was taking home like 5 people. So Blake gets in, this girl named Lydia gets in, this other random dude, I had no idea who he was. And then I got to pick up Austin Hutto and Ethan Lewitt, you know them. And so I'm circling the bar like 6 times because they're nowhere to be seen. And I don't know what it is about Saturday nights, but I guess in Ellensburg, every cop in Ellensburg likes to circle the bar on a, you know, a weekend when people are out at the bars and, you know, maybe driving drunk or whatever. So I eventually get them, and the stop sign's like 10 feet in front of me. And I just like kind of roll through it because I'm like, I've been here for 10 minutes. I just kind of California stopped it. And right when I did that, boom, lights come on. pull me. I was like, God damn it. And then he's like flashing his lights in my car and he's like, oh, you've been drinking tonight? I'm like, no, I'm the DD. And then my roommate's like, it's me, officer, I promise. I'm the one who's drunk. he's like, it smells like alcohol in the car. Then I had to get out of the car. They were flashing the lights in my eyes, like everything. I was like, oh, my God.
Did they make you do all the tests and stuff?
They didn't, like, breathalyze me or nothing, but they were like, well, we don't smell alcohol on you. I'm like, yeah, that's because I'm the DD. Like, I haven't been drinking, dude. Like, yeah. I'm not old enough. All these guys are coming from the bar, all legal. But I had an extra person in my car, so it's so dumb. They were like, oh, it's not safe for you know, you to have an extra person. I'm like, dude, in my head, I'm thinking the speed limit around here is strictly like 25 miles an hour, like school zone speed.
Really?
And yeah, like there's nowhere in Ellensburg that's like over 35. And just because the town.
Yeah, I guess we have a speed zone on Main Street where our bars are.
Yeah. But just everywhere, like anywhere you go in Ellensburg, it's 25 miles an hour, except for like certain roads way out somewhere. But the main town is just 25. And so he's like, yeah, it's just not safe. I'm like, dude, I think it's more dangerous for them to walk home at 2 a.m. in the 19-degree weather than for me to drive home with an extra person and there's nobody on the road. Like,
yeah.
But
I live like 4 blocks away from the bar, so my friends call me all the time to come pick them up. But there was one night that they literally set up a checkpoint in on like the main street of Cheney.
Really?
Like right where the bars were, yeah. They like were doing like a checkpoint and having everyone stop, and it was right after this really bad accident on the highway leading in.
Yeah.
That it was like when all the snow was going on and stuff. But yeah, so that was crazy.
Dude, that's just because the cops in like college towns are just little asses. They just gotta get
Maybe that's just Ellensburg. Well, loves the cop. Everyone loves the Eastern police here.
Maybe it's just Ellensburg. I mean, because it's such a small area that they have to like make their money somehow, I guess, and give out a certain number of tickets a month. I don't know what the general thing is for cops, but I think that's probably why they're constantly out looking for something you're just barely doing wrong, and they're going to get you for it.
Yeah, I had a friend that got a speeding ticket for not going over the speed limit. They were still under the speeding limit, but they accelerated too fast.
Oh, my God. What?
Like, I didn't even know that was a thing. They were at a red light, and they accelerated too fast to get up to speed.
That's not a
ticket. It turned green.
You literally, I don't, maybe it is. I don't know, but that's just like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. If you're going under the speed limit, but you accelerated too fast.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the front one in like line, you know, at the red light. So there wasn't anyone in front of him.
Dude, I'm dropping school right now and going into cop school. I got to change the rules. This is bullshit. I'm tired of this.
Dude, when I came into college, I thought I was going to be a cop.
Oh, do you remember that? We thought we were going to be partners. Or you and Jacob thought you were going to be partners in crime, but I thought I was going to be a cop too. And then
when we were taking the police science,
the biggest waste of time.
God. What do you think that guy, the teacher's doing these days? He's not teaching.
He probably runs his bar still.
Probably.
For the listeners, we had a class called police science, and our teacher,
senior year of high school,
thought it was going to be a really cool class. Like, ooh, police science, some investigative rules and learning about the rules and shit. And
this class could have been called Cops Watching Party 101.
Yeah, or how to make a murderer or whatever it was.
Oh,
what was
that show?
Or how to get it? No, it wasn't making
how to
a murderer.
Make a murderer.
Making a murderer with that
making
one guy.
Murderer,
yeah, that Netflix original. So we watched that. We watched Cops. We watched some other show. But literally, he would come into class and be like, "I had way too many cokes last night," which meant drinks. And he's like, "So I just want to chill." And every class, we just watched movies or TV shows.
Or all the fourth quarter though, we would walk in, say what's up to the teacher, he'd mark us on the attendance sheet, and we'd leave and go work on something else in a different class.
Yep. It was great. I honestly really enjoyed that.
I think my favorite part of that class was whenever, like, once a quarter, the principal or, like, a vice principal would come in and, like, watch him teach.
And
it was the
real
only
serious
days he would actually have a lesson plan. And then the next day, if we behaved well and acted like he was a good teacher, he would bring us pizza.
I know. He was, oh, my God. He was the best,
man. I can't college be like that.
What was his name? I think he added me on Facebook.
He did. Yeah, he added me too. Sullivan.
Yeah, something Sullivan.
Victor Sullivan. God,
the GOAT.
I don't use Facebook, so I don't see any of this stuff. But
all I know is that man is hilarious, and I hope his bar is still doing well. Cause
remember he was a Marine sniper too, which is like super hard to get into?
Yeah, bro, he was crazy.
He was lying to us.
Yeah, I feel like he might have been.
Maybe.
I mean, he just probably put on a front to make it seem like he was cool to us, just so we would listen to him not talk about police science.
I remember he would watch every cop show. He would make us watch every cop show except for Cops.
Yeah.
Because he used to be a sheriff.
He was on Cops.
I don't want to expose him. Yeah, he used to be working a county where that Cops is very popular for filming in.
Yeah.
And he was on some episodes and he didn't want us to see them, so he wouldn't let us watch Cops.
I wish we would have been able to watch him on Cops. That would have been so funny.
If I found one of those episodes, or if I was just flipping through the channels and saw, you know, good old homeboy sitting up there on the screen pulling someone over, I would die.
Oh, man. That'd be so
funny.
Dude,
I've been having some car issues, too.
Some what?
So you were talking about getting pulled over. I had some car issues.
Oh, no.
So
not the old Explorer.
Oh, man. I've come to realize that college kids
suck at driving.
Go to school in towns where there's a lot of snow, and they'll bring with them cars that just can't handle snow.
Absolutely.
And they themselves, like, their driving skills just can't handle the snow.
Yep.
So I'm driving to work, right? I got this route. It goes down like the busiest, like the biggest street in Spokane. So like the one that always gets cleared off first when it snows. And I'm going out an intersection. I take a left, and this lady pulls out of this driveway on my left, or like this parking lot on my left, to like turn into the lane that I'm in. It's just a one lane each way. And just runs into my back left bumper. Just straight up, like,
just
runs
boom.
Straight into me. And so we pull over and get out. And she goes, "I'm sorry, you were in my blind spot." I go, "Your front windshield is your blind spot?" Okay. This lady's like 40.
Please tell me you said that.
No. Because I wanted to be nice so that I could get her insurance to pay for my damage. But
I would have tore that bitch up.
I know. And then you would have been paying for the whole thing.
Uh-uh.
But dude, so I'm like, it's not that bad, just a little scrape mark on the car.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay. I'm talking to my dad. It's his car. Car's still under his name, but it's gonna transfer to mine like in the next year or something like that.
Yeah.
And I go, and we're just talking, and I'm like, it's not that bad. And he was in town like the next week, and he's like, "Oh yeah, that's like nothing." So he was like, "My uncle is our insurance agent." And he goes, "Dude, your bumper is like this special plastic or whatever. Like, you're going to get, like, $1,000 for this." Because, like, they're going to say that they might have to replace the bumper. And he was like, "You can just pocket that." Which I'm not sure if it's insurance fraud, but maybe. So I'm like, okay. Nice little $1,000 check in my pocket, and I just leave a little scrape on the car. My dad was like, "Yeah, just do it."
Sweet.
So I'm like, awesome. So she finally turns it into insurance. It takes, like, a month. And, like, finally everything gets set up. I set up a appointment at some body shop that the insurance company has contracted to do their estimates for them.
All right.
And so literally it's like I make the appointment on Tuesday for that Friday. The next day I'm driving to work at that same intersection, and I stop at this red light, and I like stop. It's like had just started snowing, and I saw the car in front of me kind of, you know, its back wheels kind of spin a little bit when it was trying to stop for the red light. So I'm like, okay, I'll stop a little ways back. And I stop, and I'm slowly creeping up on it. And I look in my rear view mirror just for no reason, and I see this car just barreling at me. I'm like, this they can't stop.
They're going to hit.
Slam into my back.
Oh, no.
So it just cracks my bumper, holes in the bumper, tears it up. My hitch is like impounded into the spare tire that like's underneath my car.
They did
like
you
bent.
Dirty.
Yeah, it's like bent, like, so it's not usable.
Oh my God.
And so I'm like, shit. And pull into the same parking lot as I did for the first accident, because it literally happened at the exact same spot. And go through the whole insurance. And so there are two different insurance companies, and since the damages overlap, the first insurance company doesn't have to pay for something they would have had to that the second insurance company has to pay for. So instead of getting a $1,000 check from the first insurance company, I got a $50 check on the way.
Oh my.
And I actually have to use like the $1,000 I'm getting from the second one to get my bumper repaired, because it's like torn up.
So you're pocketing the $50.
I'm pocketing $50. And I have to spend like $2,000 check I'm getting in the mail on getting a new bumper.
You got the absolute shaft.
I was literally there. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Exact same
fucking spot.
Like, spot.
The Africans, dude, I think people need to take like a snow driving course. That should be mandatory.
Oh yeah.
Especially if you
sure.
live in a place like that, dude, like there's some shitty drivers and they don't have the cars to drive in those conditions.
Well, I remember on my, when I did driver's ed, there was like an optional, like day, optional class where you drive this car where the back tires could spin 360 degrees.
Oh, dang.
So it would like, simulate
snow.
Like sliding out, whether it was like hydroplaning or like sliding out in snow or stuff.
That's kind of sick.
That was fun. I just kind of like did some donuts and then he was like, all right, now we actually need to like
drive. Practice. Yeah.
But yeah,
that sounds like fun.
Yeah. But like, I mean, my car's able to handle it. It's got like four wheel drive and all that, but it's like the people that like driving the little Honda Civics.
Exactly.
Like, don't know how to drive. My dad was in town. He saw the damage from the first one the day before the second hit.
Yeah.
And so he was in town and I call him and I'm like, hey, just let you know, you might get a call. I got hit again. He's like, okay, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, neck kind of hurts. Cause she hit me pretty hard. I was surprised the airbags didn't go off.
Yeah.
But he was there meeting with, like, I don't know if it was a customer or an employee or something. And the employee or customer goes, oh, God, your son's got rid of the big Target on his back. And my dad's like, yeah, I know. He goes, well, at least you know one common denominator. My dad goes, who, my son? He goes, nah, female drivers. my dad was like, oh, no.
Dude, that's hilarious. You know what's funny about that, too, is whenever I'm hanging out with my girlfriend, and we have to drive somewhere, she strictly like makes me drive because she doesn't want to drive because she knows that she's bad.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she doesn't want to drive because she'll know you make fun of her.
That too. Because I will make fun of her and she knows that she's bad. Because like when we're in the car and she's driving, I'm holding on to the safety bar. I'm like,
you're like a mom of a person who just got their license.
Pretty much. I'm like, yo, stop. And because she'd be coming into stops like at 1,000 miles an hour and then just slams them. I'm like, you can ease into that stop if you really, you know, if you time it correctly, if you don't drive like an idiot. So, hey, maybe it is women.
Maybe. I don't know. I still got a clean driving record, so.
Well, that's good.
Technically.
But yeah, I mean, dude. It wasn't my fault. They got to get some practice score. Just like I feel like old people need to get their licenses renewed when they're like 70.
My grandparents are in their 80s and they still drive.
No, see,
like they literally just bought a new car too.
They
like
gotta
a brand
take
new 2018 like Grand Caravan.
They gotta take a new test. They're gonna because one time I got hit by an old lady, like literally in my body, not like my car.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, I got body shotted.
Wait, when was this?
I was it was like my freshman year of high school or sophomore year of high school. I was walking to school. And I'm walking across, you know, the cul-de-sac where Maria and like Colton live. It's like
Maria.
It's like that little cul-de-sac right before. It's like that right before my house is on the left. Mm-hmm. There's that cul-de-sac. I was walking across the street by the cul-de-sac, and I see this car turning in, but they're turning into the left lane. Like they're not swinging it; they're like just barrel diving it right into the middle of the street. And I'm walking, and she doesn't slow down for me. She's just like, I'm like, oh my god, she's gonna hit me. So I start running, and then she, like, binks my side and my backpack, and I go flying to the ground. And I get up, and I'm like, what the fuck, bitch? I'm going off on this old lady.
Yeah.
Like, you need to get your license renewed. And then ever since then, I've just been on the quest for old people to get their licenses renewed.
Oh, man. You should have filed a claim.
I should have. I mean, I wasn't, like, hurt or anything, but I was just pissed.
You just pull the old, oh, my neck.
I was like,
she's like,
oh my god, I didn't see you. I'm like, how did you not see me? I was right in front of your fucking face. But
after the second one, I like had like a pain in one of my ribs, and I was convinced I cracked a rib. But
really?
Maybe I was just overreacting.
Yeah, you might have been. You're kind of a bitch, so. But yeah, my sister got in a bad wreck a while ago, and she recently like had to go through the whole court process to get some.
Oh, she had to go to court?
Yeah, like because she'd been like going to the chiropractor and stuff because her neck has been kind of messed up ever since.
Mm-hmm.
So then she ended up having to like go to court or not. I don't even know if it's court or like a hearing. I don't know what you call those, but to like say why you need money because of like, you've had to pay for stuff since you've gotten in an accident to like help your body get back to normal. So
yeah, I guess I didn't have any like bodily injuries. So your family does have pretty long necks, though. It's probably really
it's them things go whipping and snapping. One,
oh,
them Sindelar necks be whipping and snapping in a car wreck.
Oh man,
dangerous!
Those things are dangerous.
You ever,
dude, I got a funny story.
All right, tell me.
So I, just finished up the quarter.
Yep.
I had this management class.
management.
And we had a, and yeah, and like the whole, there's this big project throughout the whole class, the whole quarter. It was like this group project.
Okay.
And it, like it was fine. Group project? My group was not that good. What?
It was one group project?
Yeah, or it was like we worked on it throughout the entire quarter.
Okay.
Like there was other stuff going on, like other assignments, but like the one project. And so my group was okay. I had this one gal in it that was just rock star, right? She killed it.
Yeah.
And then we had these two exchange students that just didn't do anything.
Oh, jeez Louise.
They literally did nothing.
Not the exchangers. Always the Debbie Downers.
I know. They just did nothing and they would disappear and then we'd like find them with a different group, like talking to their friends. So we were like, okay. We just kind of wrote them off. And then there was this third gal, right? We'll call her Sharon. Yeah?
Sharon, okay.
Sharon. And she was just like, I don't know what it was. She didn't seem like she's from California. Didn't seem like she wanted to be in Spokane at all. I guess she like followed her boyfriend here.
Okay.
That's what she told. I don't know. But so throughout the entire project, she was just not the nicest person to be around. So we're getting towards the end of the project and we start to get these messages like through the Canvas.
Yeah.
And that from her, and then just in person, she would say some very passive aggressive things. But we started to realize she was convinced that she was doing way more than the rest of us for this project, which wasn't true. She was doing the exact same as me and the other gal. Yeah. We were actually doing stuff. The other two guys, I can't say anything about them, but yeah. So she sends this one message one day that's super passive aggressive. That was like, if I had known the idea behind the project was, what it was we were making like a business that we felt could fill a niche. So like where I live, the town I live in doesn't have recycling pickup. So we're like easy. We'll just do a recycling pickup service. Right. And so we're doing that. And she sends this message like, if I had known I'd be putting this much work into a project I care so little about, I would have pushed way harder for my idea to be picked. And I was just like, whoa, like what the heck? So we had class the next day. It was the day of the presentation actually.
Oh man.
And I get me and the gal who was killing it was, we got there early and we're, you know, looking over some stuff, making sure we all had all our stuff together. And there's this group behind us, you know, some cute gals. I was chatting up and me and my partner uh-huh. were talking about this message she sent. And she was like, what did the message say? And I'm like, I like turn around to them and I'm talking to them and I'm like, oh yeah, she sent this really passive aggressive message. And I was like, I don't know if she thinks that she's doing way more, but she's totally not. They go, which one is she? I go, the one with the black hair. And I hear behind me, hey, Brendan. And I turn around.
There she is.
Sitting right there is Sharon.
Oh, no.
She's staring me down. And I'm like, in that instant, I go, I got to own this. I go, what's up? She goes, what's up? I go, your message. Didn't appreciate it. Super passive aggressive. She was like, well, she like totally froze and like just turned around. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. Like, I was like, cool.
Good. Way to call her out.
So we get
up there
and present. And she's like super angry. Like she just sounds angry and everyone's kind of like confused. Like I just see like a lot of like confused faces and I see the other group of gals in the back who we were talking to, they like saw it happen or just dying. Like they're trying so hard not to laugh.
Oh my God.
And so we come back, the next class and it was the day of the final and I'm like, I go up and I say something and this teacher had to sign me in and she goes, what's your name? And I tell her my name. She goes, oh yeah, I was going to send you a message. Can you meet with me after you take your test? And I was like, yeah. And so I turn my test in. She goes, all right, let's step out in the hall. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm like, I'm playing it up for Sharon. The cute gals that sit next to me. And I'm like, oh, getting called to the principal's office. You know, they're loving it. And we go out in the hall. And she goes, so I heard there was some issues with your group. And I'm like, yeah, you know. And I was like, I'm just going to – I gotta be as likable and charismatic as possible. You know, my grade relies on this. So
right.
I'm like, I'm being like, yeah, you know, just some – you know. We had the two guys just didn't do anything. And she's like, well, what about Sharon? And I go, oh, yeah. And she was like, I was sensing a lot of rage from her. And I was like, oh, really? And she goes, yeah, after class, the last class, which was the class where she caught me talking trash, she goes, yeah, she came to my office for like 45 minutes and just was very angry with you guys. And I was like, oh, sweet. So it's not me individually. Basically, I just used my charm, and the teacher was like, well, I'm going to give you a good grade because it doesn't seem like you were the issue of the whole problem, but I'm just going to probably mark her down because she didn't seem like she did that much.
Damn.
And then I just left. I was like, all right,
you're
cool.
Like, sweet. Peace.
Dude, I was like, I really pulled that off.
That's funny. Yeah, I had
you gotta like own it when you get caught like that.
Absolutely. But I had a management class too this last quarter. It was a little different than that, but it was a lot of presentations every other week.
Yeah.
It was a lot. But it was fun. Nice. But other than that, yeah. But that some of those, like, I swear, now that, like, when you're in the major and you're like in the business type classes, I swear every single one you present. Every single one.
I'm in like the I'm not in my major yet, but I'm like taking they're called like business core classes.
Business core, yeah.
And it's like just like basic management, econ and
all that junk.
Business law and stuff. And I swear like all of them like cover like the same stuff.
I know, for the classes I take, I'll find the same words and like concepts and I'm just like, oh, I already learned this. Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Getting tested on the same thing again.
I know that idea for the recycling thing.
Yeah.
For that project, I literally took it from the marketing class. I took the quarter before.
Oh, really?
That someone else in that class did a project on it.
Nice.
Because it was like the same thing. Make a business that fills a niche.
Yeah, we had to do something like that, but it was like Central got a new building, like they bought out this like teriyaki building that went out of business. And we had to make up an idea of what to do with that that would benefit the students. And then if you won, like you go against all your classmates, like you present, whoever has the best presentation goes on to the next round. And you had to present to the guy who was like in charge of deciding what to do with that building.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't win, but we should have. I was pissed.
There's a building like that on our campus. It's on the edge of campus. It used to be like a church. It's like a really small church. Like it's got stained glass windows and everything, but it's been condemned.
Oh, okay.
So there's like this abandoned church on the edge of our campus.
Oh,
that like the front stairs have been knocked out so that no one can like try to climb up to the door and get in.
Yeah.
Cause it like the stairs go up to a door. So now there's just this like hanging door. And just the whole building's been condemned. It's super creepy, but I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Dude, I was sitting there. I had the best idea to make like a dry like hangout area for like under and upperclassmen, like pool, ping pong, arcade games, video games.
Do they not already have that in like the lobbies of your dorms?
Not really.
Oh, see, like, here we have like every dorm has like a I forgot what they call it, like a break room or something.
Yeah.
There's pool tables, there's ping pong, there's like usually they're like right next to the kitchen.
Okay. But this they have there's only one nice dorm. That's like the newest one, and they have that kind of stuff. But it's not like a place where everybody can go to hang out that are students, I guess.
Yeah.
But everybody's like trying to, let's get a Jamba Juice in there. I'm like, we don't need a freaking Jamba Juice. We got enough smoothie places around town.
Yeah, our school just opened up our new student union building.
Oh, really?
It's nice. Panda Express.
Oh, we're getting one of those next year.
Whole new cafeteria. There's like it's kind of like Jamba Juice.
Is that where your gym is?
Freshens. No, it's across the street.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
The gym's in the rec center.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, your guys' school, you guys just have that massive building where everything's in it.
Yeah, it's the student union and the rec center. The CIRC.
They're just like right across from the street, though.
That's pretty sweet. But
it's been like under construction for like 2 years. Like actually makes our school look like we have money, which is nice. But no, I dig it.
Yeah, dude, we're coming up on the big 2-1 age here pretty soon.
Oh. You got what? You got a month?
I got a month today. In a month, I will be 21.
I got closer to a month and a half than 2 months.
I know, but we're coming up on it. It's getting close.
Holy crap. I feel like I've been waiting for ages.
Are you back on the drinking wave? Because I know you were trying to stop for a while. You're taking breaks for quarters, being a little bitch, but...
You know, I don't... I'm not going to confirm nor deny, you know. I don't want to incriminate myself. I don't want to say any incriminating things. I have a good time in college.
Okay. Playing chess with your roommates.
I feel like all our friends, I know for me, I don't know about you, but pretty much almost everyone I hang out with is 21.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, like, pretty much same at this point. Everybody's all turned 21 now.
Yeah, I'm like the child that's been left behind.
Yep.
So I'm excited for that.
I know.
You're coming into town from a...
Oh, hell yeah.
Birthday weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a... I'm going to keep it a little... keep it chill.
Keep it chill.
Not like New Year's.
Rehash New Year's Eve.
No, I don't want to do that again. I want to enjoy my night and remember it and have a good time. So that's not gonna happen.
Angela sent me some videos from that the other day.
Oh really?
You know, yeah.
Of course she did.
God, that was entertaining. No, I'm excited. I think you're coming into town. I think our other buddy's coming into town.
Dude, you're going to have a good old time. I mean, how many bars are in Cheney? Like, a few?
There's like, I would say like 7 or 8.
Damn.
I would say 4 of those are ones that people like regularly go to. And the other ones are kind of like the not as poppin'.
Yeah.
One of the poppin' ones is more of a like a nightclub dance club.
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones here. They have like the go drink and hang out bar, and then
it's like you go to like
bar.
Monterey's or Eagles Pub or Wild Bill's. Those are the three that like most people like start out in, and then you like end your night at the basement. Which
yeah,
is, like,
the dance club. Yeah, exactly.
It's nice, and then some nights people will venture into Spokane.
Oh God.
Like, Saturday nights there's this place called The Globe that's like, it's like one of those nightclubs that we went to in Canada.
Okay. Oh, that shit is fun.
And then there's like some cool little like starter like bars and pubs down there too. The people like right around each other. The people will just like.
Hopefully, there's some big girls waiting for you there. I know you like those when you're drunk.
Shut up. Let's not talk about that. You're forgetting the girl before that. From Brazil.
I didn't see nothing.
Kramer saw her.
All I saw was Big Hoss tonguing you down.
I don't remember that.
Oh, really?
No.
I think you're just trying to forget because you're embarrassed.
I think I blocked it from my memory, but I don't think it was hard because everything was hazy at that point.
That's true.
Canada, she looked a lot smaller.
Dude, I am not excited to like pay for drinks at all.
I know. I'm hoping on my birthday people will buy me drinks.
Oh, you'll drink for free on your birthday, guaranteed.
Oh yeah.
If you go out, what day is your birthday?
It's the 13th of May.
I know.
So we're going out
on a weekday. What weekday?
The weekend after. Oh, it's a Monday.
Oh damn. See, I got the Tuesday, so we both got kind of shafted on that one.
I know. So I don't think I'm going out. I think I'm waiting until that next that Thursday after, to do the thing.
But yeah, I'm definitely going to make my rounds on Tuesday to get all the free drinks.
Oh yeah. I remember a couple people saying that like the bars are closed one day out of the week, but I don't remember if it was Sunday or Monday.
Oh, it's probably Sunday, the Lord's Day.
Probably Sunday. I don't know. Some people get pretty wild, especially out here in the boonies.
Yeah. I just don't know it's just a weird day to go to the bar. A Sunday.
Yeah. No one's going to be out. I'd rather wait until Thursday or Friday.
Dude, Thursday, you got
to
go.
Yeah, but I might wait till Friday to when you and like a couple other people are coming.
Oh, yeah. That'll be so much fun, dude.
I'm excited. But, I don't have classes on Fridays this quarter either, so.
I'm going to be tempted to get drinks just like when I go out to dinner. Like get a beer. And that.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of like beer when I'm eating because I really enjoy the food.
It's a lot of food. It's a lot of calories.
Yeah, and then like. It's really hard to get like Coors Light to go with like what you're eating.
Yeah, that's true.
Like it'll go with like a cheap Papa John's pizza, but if I'm at a restaurant, I'm getting like a nice burger or something.
And you get a big old beer.
Yeah.
Big old hefty, not a light beer probably because they don't usually have.
Yeah.
I mean they have those, but you kind of want to get something nicer if you're out. But
yeah, a lot of people do wine, but I just don't want to spend the money on wine.
Fuck no, dude. Wine is for bitches.
I'll drink wine if someone is just like, hey, you want some? And I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do it.
Only time but, like, I drink wine is out of the box. That's it.
You and all the horse girls?
Oh, yeah, me and the babes. Horse babes. God. You'd be surprised.
My brother was in town for parents' weekend this last year, and I ran into this guy I hadn't seen in, like, 2 years. He's in a frat. He's just like, slap the bag, and I'm like, Mitchell, turn away.
Turn away.
I don't want you to see me like this.
Oh, not dude, that bag is how you get like some weird bacterial.
You get mono that way.
Yeah, some AIDS. That's how you get AIDS, that bag.
Anytime any of our frat friends get mono, I just assume it's from that.
From slapping the bag.
Because they're not kissing any girls.
No, definitely not. They're strictly slapping the bag, hoping that bag slap will make them look cool enough to hopefully mack on some girls, which usually never works out.
Oh, yeah. And then go and hit the gym.
Oh, yeah. But dude, I was, my mom sent me money to like, buy me and my roommates dinner for finals week, like to go out and get a nice meal. And my roommate got a beer at this restaurant and it was $12 for one beer.
Where'd you guys go?
It's this place called The Porch.
Is it like, what's it comparable to? Is it like an Applebee's?
It's
or
more
a
of
Robin?
Like, it's kind of like a Ram where it's like a little bit nicer, but not really.
Yeah.
But they're like, their food's good. Like, they have a nice variety of stuff. And
oh, I love the Ram. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
So they had this, they have such good burgers, dude. Oh my God. But their beer, like, he got one from the local brewery that they had on tap.
Yeah.
And it was $12. But if you go to the brewery, it's like $5. Local stuff. Yeah. The local stuff will get you. But still, I was like, $12 for one beer, you're tripping. That's like literally the meal. That's like a meal, and that, like, that's two meals. You're paying for two meals.
I
know.
I was talking to my dad because he will like take clients out for meals, and so he gets like a per diem from the company to like pay for it.
Right.
And he has to. He's like, I have to be so careful with that because once drinks get involved, the bill gets doubled.
Oh yeah.
Like it's wild.
Dude, oh, if I had some company money, I would go in on drinks.
It's crazy though, because like if you think about it, you know, a six pack or say like say a six pack of like, you know, bottled Coors Light.
Yeah.
Like that's like what? Like
probably like $10, $12.
$10. So they sell them for like $4 each, they make 20. I mean they double it. Make $10
back. That's kinda how you have to make profit though. You have to double or even triple sometimes.
Yeah, and then if you get it off tap, it's even more expensive.
I know, that's the best, man. You got to get it off the tap.
I don't know. Maybe I don't drink nice enough beers to be able to tell the difference, but like Coors Light out of the bottle or off the tap, I can't tell the difference.
You can't tell. Yeah, I guess it's a little different with light beers.
And then plus, like once you're an hour into the night, I mean you're
just drinking.
You can't tell the difference.
You
anyway.
Can't tell the difference for anything.
I know.
All right, Brendan. It's my 6 month anniversary today. I'm going out on the town. I got big plans.
Yeah, we're back. A little dinner.
We're going to the Museum of Pop Culture in Seattle, and then I know to be jealous. Don't be sad. dude, don't tell me that they have the lightsaber from the first Star Wars movie in that museum.
Is it the real one?
I think it's the real one. So it's kind of legit.
Maybe. I know Mark Hamill has the one from Return of the Jedi, but
I think they have the New Hope one, or they have one of them, but I remember. Okay. But they also have like giant. They have like
there were also seven of them. I think they there wasn't just one.
Well, they got one of them.
Yeah.
But I think they have like I remember seeing some pictures. They have like a giant, like the giant costume of the Predator and Alien, which I mean I don't really like those movies, but it's still cool to see like the giant costumes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be cool. Nice. Should be fun. And then we're going to go get some dinner later. I got to take a break because me and my buddy qualified for the Fortnite tournament today for money. So we're going to play in that from 3 to 6.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Wait, what tournament?
It's called like the Black Heart Cup.
Like it's I'm sure it's not through Epic. It's probably through some clan.
Yeah, it's online. I think it is through Epic. I don't know.
Is it through?
It says 100,000 in prize money. So we're playing for the big bucks.
I haven't played Fortnite in... I mean, the other two nights ago when you and I and Mike played together, that was the first time I played in probably 2 months. I've been so busy.
I know, Mr. Big Man over here with your job and whatnot.
I had to cut video games. I had to take a break from trying to find a lady in my life.
Yeah, because that was really what was slowing you down.
Hey. I got some perspectives.
All right.
Making money, though.
Good.
That's what I'm doing. I'm making money so I can take the babes out.
Oh, yeah. We're just waiting for the right one.
Yeah, well, I mean, the money once it starts flowing in from this podcast, now that we have ads,
I'm dropping out of school.
Oh,
but we're going to be uploading regularly from now on. Hopefully, we'll be back on our. Sometimes we'll get busy with school and might have to take a break. But we'll.
Are we? Are we going to start doing regularly again?
Yeah. Hey.
Okay.
I'm doing something here. No, it's okay. See, living at home, you get interrupted.
Who was it?
My mom.
Oh. What's up, Dana?
She's gone. She closed the door. Oh. Anyway.
Are we doing regular?
We
literally just said we were going to record this one, and then we didn't talk about it.
Let's try and get back on that regular wave, I think.
I'm down.
Like at least once a week or once every 2 weeks. You know, just when we're not busy, just try to record an episode, you know, make some time.
I'm down. My internship ends in a couple weeks, so then I'll have a ton of free time.
All right. Well, let's make it happen.
All right.
All right, man.
Well, guys, on that note.
Hangout Podcast, we out.
Thanks for listening. Deuces.